Psalms number 55, starting with the first verse, it says, "Give ear to my prayer, O God. Hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness, Selah. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about and it upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it." If you will, stretch your hands to heaven one more time. Ask the Lord to help us tonight. Heavenly Father, we love you. Lord, God, for you know every need in this service, Lord. God, we need the anointing of the Holy Ghost, Lord. Oh, to rest upon us, God, for you are the one, Lord, that has laid this upon our heart, Lord. I pray that we'll deliver it, God, how you would have us to deliver it. Lord, that people will respond, Lord, not just be hearers of the word, but doers also. Lord, we'll be careful to praise you, give you honor and glory. For in Christ's name we pray. Amen. I'd like to try to preach to us tonight on the title, the thought of entertaining wandering spirits. Entertaining wandering spirits. As I read here, David is in a time of trouble here. David's soul is vexed. He's an innocent man here. They can't really find anything to put their finger on in the way he's ruling in his kingship. But here Absalom has risen up and he's begun to cause strife. He's begun to spread mischief. He's begun to spread iniquity all around, and it's begun to give David trouble. David is in the place now where he's hearing all this. And at one time they were calling him David the Great. They were loving David, but here he is in a situation now to where there's hatred being spread around. And he's crying unto the Lord. He's praying unto the Lord. He says, "Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not from my supplication. I need you now, Lord." Then he goes on, he says, "Attend unto me, hear me. I mourn my complaint and make a noise. Lord, I'm really desperate. I'm really, from the bottom of my heart, I'm a calling out for you to help me, Lord." He said, "My heart is sore pained within me." My heart's hurting, Lord, from the trouble, from everything that's going on, from the lies of the enemy, from those that are spreading lies about me, Lord. My heart is just breaking. My heart is hurting. And he said, "And the terrors of death are falling upon me." Now, David was a bold man. David was a warrior. David was a fighter. And you didn't hear that much come out of David's mouth. He said, "And the terrors, just the terrors of death have fallen upon me." He's scared they're going to come in. They're going to destroy me. "There's not much I can do here, God, but call on your name, for they are surrounding me. The enemy is a hollering. The enemy is yelling." He said, "Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me." I've already started trembling, Lord. I'm not normally a fearful man, but I'm scared, Lord. I'm scared. Would you please hear my cry? Would you please hear my supplication? And he said, and the horror hath overwhelmed me. It's just more than I can take now, Lord. I just can't take any more now. I don't know where we're going from here, God. If the great God of heaven doesn't deliver me, I don't know where we're going at. Have you ever been in a situation where the lies have been told about you? Folks have spread mischief on you. Folks have spread rumors about you. That was not true. And the enemy got stirred up. The enemy began to press you. And you cried unto the Lord, Lord, I gotta have help, God. They're surrounding me. I don't know what's gonna befall of me unless you deliver. Unless you deliver, God. I don't know how this is going to end up. I don't know how, if I'm going to make it through it, God. I could fall a victim to the enemy. But listen, he said, and I said, he's praying to the Lord. He's done been contemplating what he needs to do. I can see David at this time thinking, I need to just run and hide. I need to just find me a safe haven that I can run into. I need to find a place that I can get away from it all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Those thoughts no doubt had been running over in his mind. No doubt there could have been some bad thoughts that run through his mind. Some things that he thought about that he knew he shouldn't do. But now we have him here. He's starting to entertain some thoughts. I said he's starting to entertain some thoughts that's in his mind. That's going to his heart. Entertain means to keep, hold, or maintain in the mind with favor. To harbor. Glory to God. I'm a preaching on entertaining wandering spirits. Them thoughts that you normally wouldn't think. When the enemy's oppressing you. When things ain't going very well. When there's home in the when there's trouble in the home, when there's trouble at church, we begin to think about things. We begin to contemplate things that wouldn't normally run through our mind, but we would get them out of our mind. We would push them off and begin to pray and seek the face of God and ask God to come in and intervene. But it's when we're in them troubled times. It's in them times of despair when I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know where I'm going from here. That enemy comes in and he begins to play with our mind. He begins to put thoughts in our minds. He begins to put ideas in our minds when we're in trouble. I said when we're in trouble, when we get weak, we begin to think thoughts that we shouldn't think. Glory to God, help me, Lord. We begin to wonder, should I stay here or should I run, Brother Jim? And here we have David. He said, and I said, you better be careful about what you say when you're in trouble. I said, you better be careful what you say when you're in despair. I said, you better be careful what you say when there's trouble in your home, when there's trouble in the church, when there's trouble everywhere you turn at. You could say some things that you'll regret, that'll come back to haunt your soul, but you better stay humble and seeking the face of God in the time of trouble. But David said, oh, that I had wings like a dove. If I had wings like a dove. Why dove, David? That dove will just get up. Won't fly very far. But that dove will fly into a safe place. And light for rest. That dove flying, that dove don't like much noise. That dove doesn't like much commotion going on. But he said, oh, that I had wings like a dove. Would I fly away and be at rest? Oh, if it was that easy, Brother Sellers. I said, if it was that easy, when trouble come, if we could just fly up and fly away and be at rest from it. But when you return, there's going to still be trouble there. There's still going to be anxiety there. There's still going to be things that we got to face. I want to encourage somebody. You may be in trouble tonight. You may be facing certain circumstances. Don't run away from it. I said, don't run away from it. But stay in there. Hang in there. And fight the good fight of faith. Oh, that I had wings like a dove. For then I would fly away and be at rest. That's what David's entertaining right now. That's the thoughts that David's entertaining. If I could just get out of here. If I could just get away from here. Oh, hallelujah. Everything would be all right. Oh, my Lord. There's been times in this spiritual walk that I've been saved. Even in the last 6 years of pastoring, there's been times troubles come in. There's been times they've been heartaches. They've been tough spots I've been in. Yeah, I've thought about if I could just fly away, if I could just get away from it and be at rest. But you know what? We can't turn our backs on it. I said we can't turn our backs, but we must stand in and fight. God laid two things on my heart. But David said, then I would fly away and be at rest. He's entertaining that thought right now. Hey, some of you entertaining some thoughts that you shouldn't be entertaining tonight. I said, hey, some of you entertaining some thoughts that shouldn't be in your mind. Oh, help us, Holy Ghost. That next verse says, lo, then, after I got out of it, then I would wander far off. I'd wander far off and remain in the wilderness. Oh, help us, Lord. Wander means, in a moral sense, to stray. To deviate, to depart from duty or rectitude. Oh God. I know things is getting bad, Brother Smith. I know the enemy's after us. I know there's trouble seemingly on every hand. And in these last days, we're going to have to stand up and fight like we never fought before. But as the enemy has come in and he's beginning to oppress your mind, hey, some of you have been wondering. Hey, some of you have been entertaining the thoughts of wondering. That wondering spirit. Should I stay here? Or should I go somewhere else? Should I stay and live holiness? Or should I move on down the road? Entertaining those wandering thoughts. Entertaining that wandering spirit. You wouldn't have never questioned it just a few weeks ago, a few months ago. You knew holiness was right. You know this good sanctified living is the right way. Hallelujah. You know it's right. I said you know it's right. But because of trouble, because of circumstances, you're wondering now. You're entertaining the thoughts. Should I stay here? Should I continue in this good holiness way? Well, I got news for you. Yes, this is the way. I said this is the way called holiness. Entertaining wandering spirits. Oh, I'd just like to get out of it. I'd just like to get away from it. Help me here, right here, Holy Ghost. I saw a young person in my praying. I ain't took this service lightly. But I saw a young folk entertaining thoughts. They shout down the road. They speak in a tongue. If they can do it, why can't I do it? Oh, hallelujah, because troubles come in. When everything was going well, you didn't have no problem living right. You didn't have no problem dressing right. You didn't have no problem going to the right places. But since trouble has come in, since all you can hear is that enemy, a torment in your mind, you entertaining the thought of, is it really right? Should I really stay here? I can live like they live and still shout. I can live like they live and still speak in tongues. Somebody's entertaining them wandering spirits. You trying to get away from your duty. I said, you trying to get away from the duty of living right. I said, you trying to get away from the duty of living right. You trying to deviate, brother. Brother Jim, you trying to look for a little easier route. Don't seem like they have no trouble down there. Hey, now. If they ain't living for God, why should they have trouble? The enemy ain't a-fighting them. I tell you who he's a-fighting. He's a-fighting those that are living right. I said he's fighting those that are born again and serving him in the beauty of holiness. That's who he's fighting. And that's where we must stay. Entertaining, wandering spirits. That spirit of wondering. I wonder, is it right? I wonder about these things. And there's some wondering, Brother Tim, that wanders around from church to church. They wander around. I'm going to just try the spirits. I'm going to go here for a little while. I'm going to try the spirit over there. I've come to warn you tonight. You better stay out of there. Shatama. Hidama. Shatadadama. I said you better stay out of it. It'll bring destruction to your soul. It'll bring damnation to you. But you better stay where you at. You better get that entertaining, wandering spirit out and find you a place to pray. God will help you tonight. I said God will help you tonight. But you must get that thought out. You must get that wandering spirit out and pray. Lo, I've already flown away. Hey, some of you at the point of flight right now. I saw a young person, but I also saw a married couple. That enemy is attacking the home. I said that enemy is attacking the home. Seemingly greater than he's ever attacked before. If he can divide that home, if he can destroy that home, it'll reach into the church. I said it'll reach into the church. And I feel like tonight, everything ain't just right around your house. Everything ain't so grand and glorious like it was. Hey, he may not be the knight in shining armor like he was. And you contemplating about wandering, about going off somewhere else, just turning around and leaving, throwing your hands in the air, and say, I'm a walking out the door. I'm a leaving. It ain't worth staying here. I beg your pardon. Don't you leave what God is joined together. Don't you leave and let the devil destroy your home. But the other one, you've been trying your best to hold it together. I said, you've been doing your best to hold your marriage together. You've been a fighting. I said, you've been a fighting. You've been a pulling. You've been a seeking God. But just in the last few days, you've been a wondering. You've been a thinking. Is it really worth it? Is it really worth keeping my family together? Is it really worth me staying here and fighting for? Hey, and them little children there. You think them little children wants to be drug here this weekend, drug over yonder next weekend? Don't know where they gonna spend Christmas. Don't know where they gonna be at Thanksgiving. Don't know who's living right, mama or daddy. I said no. You need to keep that family together. You need to stay in holiness. But you've been trying. Been trying, but the last few days, them thoughts has been coming in. You've been entertaining them thoughts. I said, you've been entertaining them thoughts. Why don't I just let her go? Why don't I just be done with it? Why even putting myself through this? It's just easier to throw up my hands and quit. It'd be just easier for me to walk out. You can have this, I'll take that. You take that, I'll take this. Hey, anything worth fighting over. Your home's worth fighting over. I said your home's worth fighting over. Don't you listen to that wandering spirit. Don't you listen to that. Don't entertain it any longer. But say, I'm going to fight. I know God's going to deliver. I know God is going to bring us through. Hello? Then would I wonder, far off, I wouldn't stay around. I wouldn't hang around if I could just get out of it. If I could just get out of it, I'd be gone. I'd be gone. It'd be much better if I were gone. You go back and you ask some of them that's made the choice of turning and going to the church down the road. I said, you go and ask them, where's the power at? When you get in trouble, has anybody got anything there to help you? Yeah, they may shout. They may speak in a tongue. But where's the power? I said, where's the power? I'm trying to beg you tonight. I'm trying to warn you. Don't entertain them thoughts any longer. But crucify them on the altar in prayer. Say, God, I'm in trouble. God, I feel like running. But I want to stay. I want to live right. I'd remain in the wilderness. I'd hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. I'd just get away from it all. Why? Because of the voice of the enemy. That's what I hear. That's all I hear. It's the voice of the enemy. I can't hear nothing else but run. Run. It ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. Run. You can live free outside of these doors. You can live like you want to live if you'll just run. If you'll just get out of here. That's what the enemy's telling some of you tonight. I said, that's what the enemy's telling you, some of you tonight. But glory to God, you don't need to run from here. But you need to run to Jesus. I said, you need to run to God and fall on an altar and pour your heart out. Psalm 61 and 2 says, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee, David, when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Come on, says Sherry, I ain't gonna hold them long. Instead of crying for a way out of it, instead of entertaining that thought, of running and wandering around. My Lord, whenever you come out from under the blood, I said, whenever you come out from under the covering of the blood, you're nothing but an open target for the enemy. I said, you're not nothing but an open target for the enemy to come in and destroy your life. Instead of running away from him, run to the one, to the rock that is higher than I. You can do it. I said, you can do it. You can live right. You can withstand the trouble. Just give it a few days. Just give it time and seek God. God will bring you out. Entertaining wandering spirits. That ain't nothing but the spirit of hell telling you to run. That ain't nothing but the enemy that you hear. It's that lying spirit. He's the one filling your mind. I said, he's the one talking to you tonight. But God's talking to you right now. He's just saying, you ain't got to leave. You ain't got to, that won't be a dove to fly away where you can wander in a wilderness somewhere. But he said, I am the rest that you're looking for. Your troubled mind, your troubled soul. If you'll run to me, I'll give you rest tonight. I'll give you rest tonight. But I wonder how many will say, Lord, I've been a fighting. I've been a struggling. All I've been hearing is the enemy talking to me. I've had entertaining thoughts. But I don't want to go there. I don't want to leave this way. Would you stand with us all over the house? In Job, the Lord spoke to him. He said, where you been? He said, I've been walking to and fro in the earth. And enemies are looking for any place he can come in and talk to you. I said, he's looking for any place he can slide in your home. He can slide in your thought. We can't help what comes in our mind. I said, we can't help what comes in our mind. But what we can help is entertaining it, harboring it. We get it out. But Jamie, we get it out. Because if we're not careful, that thing will just grow on us. That thing will get bigger and bigger. You know, well, really, I don't really know if that's right or not. You begin to question. You begin to have second thoughts. All because they trouble. They gonna be trouble till Jesus comes. Or we leave here. And my God, he said he'll go with us. He said he'll make a way that we can escape. But we must stay in here. I said we must stay in here and keep praying and seeking the will of God. What have you been entertaining? What have you been entertaining? You've been entertaining thoughts. You've been wondering, is it really this way? I beg you tonight. I absolutely beg you. Get them thoughts out of your mind before they enter your heart and you walk out these doors. You turn your back on your family and say, I'll see them every other weekend. I'll see them on the holidays. I'll just do what I gotta do. My God, Mama, Daddy, them babies need you. I said, them babies need you. You're supposed to be a light to them. You're supposed to be an example to them. You're supposed to train them in the way they should go. You can't afford to let it go. You can't afford to wander off. Would you like to pray? I've delivered my heart tonight. Would you like to pray? It's up to you. I said, it's up to you now. You've been a wondering. I believe you've asked God, what should I do? God, give me an answer. God's answered your question tonight. I said, God's answered your question tonight. Now you got to act upon it. I said, now you must act upon it. Would you like to pray? Would you like to pray? God can put that marriage back together. I said, God can put that marriage back together if you'll let Him. You got to let Him know. I said, you got to let Him know. Young person, God can give you the assurance again. This is the way. This is the only way. If you'll just let Him. Would you like to pray? Would you like to pray? Entertaining wandering spirits. That enemy would like to get you out there in that wilderness and let you wander around just like the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness for some 40 years and basically died off, never entered the promised land. That enemy knows if he can get you out in that wilderness and just get you to wandering from here to there, over yonder, over here, never settled. I said, never settled. You'll die. I said, you'll die. I've warned you tonight from the bottom of my heart. Would you like to pray? Would you like to pray? His altar's open. His altar's open. I ain't saying it ain't bad at home. I ain't saying it ain't bad where you're at. I'm not disagreeing with you one bit. But what I am telling you, there's one greater than that. There's one greater. There's one greater. If you'll give it to Him. If you'll come to this altar now and pray. Would you like to pray? Everyone will. Let's gather in these altars. You may know someone that's entertaining them thoughts. Call their name out in prayer. Ask God, don't let them wander in the wilderness. But give them rest, God, give them rest. Would you like to pray tonight, everyone?